All right, so today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the things that you're going to need when you are starting to code, like what type of computer you need, everything, different keyboards, things like that, even down to the software. So I always say in the beginning of it, when you are starting out, you need to have a notepad and a pencil, you know, not a pen, but a pencil, so you can erase and, erase your page and rewrite, you know. So writing notes down, it's like memory for the brain. It's like, you know, like a record. If you put the needle to the record, and it'll play the music for you. So that makes sense. So jotting down your notes, it's like again, storing memory in your head. So on paper, let me say that. But and also, I would say have a spare tablet. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a brand new tablet or a spare cell phone, because you can use these to emulate and do some testing and make things happen. So if you have things around the house that you have for a while, it doesn't have to be brand new. It just has to be able to like run the browser that's, you know, pretty much current. So I'm saying if you have like a, say like an older Galaxy or older iPad tablet or any type of tablet, doesn't matter, as long as it's able to connect to the internet, and you're good to go. And I also say use these devices because you can download notes and things too that you might see online. You can screenshot them and everything else like that, so you can always have that for like a reference, and like you would on your regular phone. But when I tell you there's so much to programming, it's ridiculous. So it's like you got to have something to like store it on, and you want to kind of keep it separated anyway. So I would also say, like, give me one second. I would also say, like, as far as, like, having these tablets for, like the notes and everything else like that, you can always have them available, you know. But I'll say this, too, with the notepad and everything, like I said, when you're writing your notes down, you can go back and look at them and see what they were, and it'll make sense to you later. And then when you see it, you'll automatically you'll recognize it, and then you can process it the same way. So you see the own data that you stored on paper, and you see it and you read it and you execute it. So, and that's how code will come to you. Once you keep doing it over and over and over again, it become like repetition. So and another thing too, as far as like choices, like with music and everything and playing in the background, things like that, I would get some like good headphones, not like the noise cancellation ones, but you know, just something like over the ear, and you know, something with no words, because it'll drive your focus away from, you know, that you're working on. That's just my preference, you know, when it comes down to it. Then I would say, as far as like the computer, you can go to like your local pawn shop. You can go to like Walmart and get like an i3 machine. I know some will say, hey, I need like this top of the line, this, so I'm going to build me a machine, which you can do. But I'm speaking from like, hey, there's a computer laying around the house nobody's using. It's like a, you know, it could be a dual core something, you know, but you can use it, you know, to practice on and even do projects on and, you know, make good use of it. So but yeah, you can go to like your local pawn shops and get them, and you can go like I say, get the, you know, or you can get you a mid-range, high range, whatever, you know, as long as it's, you know, running like Mac OS or Windows, or like if it's running even Linux. So it's not something critical, because most of the tools that we'll be using, they're cross-platform, so meaning that the code that we'll generate on one machine will work across the other platforms that they have out that I just mentioned. So that can be with a desktop or a laptop. So The thing too is you got to have a good reliable source of internet, because a lot of things that we're going to be doing when you make function calls or like promises or API calls to other servers and everything, you have to have like a good connection. So you want to make sure you have that. And then when we get down to the software that we need, you can, oh, and before I jump off into the software, make sure that you have a good RAM on your machine, like, you know, somewhere around, I would say 8 gigs of memory is fine. You know, I would even do it with the 4 if that's what you have, so you can rock it with the 4, and that'll be decent for you, you know. So like I say, you don't have to start with the biggest and latest and greatest, you know, until you get there. If you do, hey, bang, you know what I'm saying? So like the next thing is hard drive space. So you want to get something with let's say 256 SSD or something like that, or you want to get something with 512, you know, just to run your operating system and everything else. You can like get external drives and everything to store all your actual files. Me, I don't trust a computer, so I run the operating system on the machine, and then I save all my files and everything on the USB port or something like that, or to a cloud or something like that. So so again, you don't have to have too much, you know. Get you a comfortable chair for your neck, you know, and your back, because you will be doing a lot of sitting. So I also suggest that you like exercise and take breaks, so that you can relieve your body while your brain is working, you understand? So your body is a temple, and your body has, you know, certain requirements, and it does not require you to sit all day. So again, get you something that is comfortable, a comfortable keyboard and mouse. I also use products for the wrist that helps me prevent me from getting like carpal tunnel and everything else like that. And if you want to know about that, you can just, you know, hit me up. And I would say that you don't have to spend a significant or an exorbitant amount of money to getting or acquiring this stuff here to start your process. So now I'm going to jump real quick into programming the like software we're going to be using. So we're going to be using something called an IDE, which is an integrated development environment. This is vital, because this is where we actually tell the computer to do something. So this code, program software is necessary. So the most popular ones that like they have out now, which we will be using, is Visual Studio Code, and it's free. But they also have other ones like Sublime Text, Atom, and there are a plethora of others. So you can choose which one you would like to start with, but I think that the best option would be Visual Studio Code, because it gives you a lot of other plugins you can use, and we can color code the stuff that we're going to be working on. So you see the various different colors and code, and they mean different things, and it helps you to kind of flow, and it doesn't bug your eye out if you're using something like the regular Notepad program. You know, not saying you can't program with that, but I just think there's so many resources in VS Code to actually make things flow better for you, and with the visuals you can understand the code better too. So they have things called like IntelliSense, which will actually help you write the code, and they have software too, and it'll help you to, it'll write with you. So but we'll go over all of that once we get everything installed. But again, you can choose which one you would want to use, but I would choose VS Code. Okay, so and I think that's pretty much it as far as just the setup. Anything else that we add to the system or your setup will do in like other tutorials and videos and things like that. So thank you for sticking with me, and I'm gonna kill it right here because it's 10 minutes.